Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, December 5th, and you're listening to the big call. Welcome all souls from all over the globe that are listening in, and we're excited to be back and look forward to having a good call tonight, a really good call. So let's do this. Before we go to Sue for what will be a great exhortation of teaching from her, let's go ahead and pray the call in, okay? Lord God, we just thank you so much for this special time of year. We made it through Thanksgiving, and now we look ahead. We look forward to Christmas and Hanukkah and this incredible winter season. And we look forward to receiving the blessing which is being held out for us, ready to receive. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives currently and what you'll continue to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue? I know you have a novel pneumonosum and neurogenetic teaching for us tonight.
Wow.
And I look forward to it because it's going to be so different, so special, so new, so uplifting,
I am so
spiritually beneficial
so
to us.
I'm so, so impressed.
Okay.
Really
well,
impressed.
Thank you.
You can teach old dogs new tricks. That's right.
Yes, that's right. You still can.
I know. That's beautiful, Bruce. Thank you.
Well,
yes, we do. I'm realizing that this title is probably going to have an interesting reaction on half the call, but I think everybody's going to enjoy it. Let's see. Let's be like Santa, and let's disperse some extra blessings. And I'd like to disperse a blessing on Henry. Because I know he's sitting right out there, and we haven't had much time to connect. Of course, to Jay and Kay.
Of course, I want
to disperse a blessing on Mr. T, who traveled 1,900 miles to get from one place to another and has more courage than anyone I know. To Ernestine, I'm just trying to think of a new doctor friend, Dr. T, I'm going to call him, who I found out wants the med bed program because of facing a cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to bless everyone with the understanding that they're about to experience such a miraculous shift in the way they know who they are in an expanded reality in Christ. And so this is
for
you.
And I'm going to bless Andrea, and I'm going to bless, who else am I going to bless out there with this teaching of yours, Sue? James.
Yeah.
And
James.
Tricia.
Yes.
And that's all for right now.
That's really good. Thank you. That's fun that you shared in that. And then I have to especially bless, like at the top of the heap, everything that matters.
Oh, yeah.
And here we go. You're about to give birth. What happened in Job's life also happened in Joseph's life. Let me see if my text, hold on. In Joseph's life. It was 13 years from the time he was betrayed by his brothers to the time Pharaoh put him in charge of Egypt. Those in-between years were very difficult. Let me see, 13 years. Okay, that's good. Those in-between years were very difficult. But after Joseph took the throne at the age of 30, you don't read anything about him having problems. Armies coming against him, or people betraying him. The difficulty was for a season. Joseph's son Manasseh had children, and Manasseh's children had children, and those children had children. After the betrayal, after being falsely accused, after going to prison unfairly, Joseph lived to see three generations in peace, in stability, in favor, and in abundance. He was so grateful, so blessed, that he didn't think about his brothers betraying him. Every time he saw his son Manasseh, he'd say, "Father, thank you for being so good to me." God says he will restore double and your joy will go on forever. The difficulties are temporary. The joy is permanent. You may be in a tough time, but get ready. Manasseh is coming. God has something in your future that's going to cause you to forget what you've been through. It was painful, and you may not be able to forget it on your own, but don't worry. God is going to cause you to forget. Right now, he's working behind the scenes. You may not see any sign of it, but I assure you that you're pregnant. You're about to give birth to blessings that are going to catapult you ahead. God is going to do something unusual, something out of the ordinary, to make up for what you've been through. As with Ruth, the loss is not the end, and the right people are going to notice you. As with Job, the bad breaks are not your destiny, and double is coming. As with Joseph, the years of heartache are not your final chapter. I believe and declare you are coming into years of health, happiness, growth, peace, favor, beautiful, unbelievable loving relationships and good breaks. God is going to cause you to forget the pain of the past and to live in the miracles you hold in your heart and intend to have. That's our teaching for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sue, that was great. I was just so entertained by listening to that and also stimulated to think about the double portion that Job received and the double portion at least that we are going to receive. I think we'll remember in the Bible it talks about a 30 or a 60 or a 100-fold return, and we are going to be receiving much greater than that. And so, yeah, this is really good to think in terms of what is ahead for us. And I love the concept that God will cause us to forget. Now, we have to forget some of our past. We don't want to forget all of it, you know, but some of the times it's probably best to forget. Remember, God chooses to remember our sin no more. It's a choice that he made and makes to not even remember or to think about the sin of mankind or humankind. But I think that we are going to be in a similar situation where we are going to be able to forget certain things of our past and push on and move into our blessed future. So I was really excited to hear that teaching, Sue. It sounded good to me. And I could probably make more comments if I could think of some other things to say. But in the meantime, let's turn it over to Bob. Bob, tell us what you thought of this teaching. And if you gained something from it, what was it?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is another really inspiring teaching, showing how, you know, faith even in the midst of betrayal and wrongdoing, can bring forward a new attitude or a continuation of the same attitude. So, you know, Joseph had every reason to become very negative and defensive and vindictive, but instead chose that left path of being pro-social and forgiving and anticipating great things. And I think that abundance that came for his life over three generations is here amongst us right now. We're in the midst of abundance that's happening and much, much more to come in the future. This great, great health that we'll experience from the med beds and great wealth. And I think the out of the ordinary has happened already. We already see coming peace, the beginning of new friendships coming to visit, and new partnerships being formed, and you know, the new prosperity you see even with, you know, announcements about backing of currencies with things like Bitcoin that passed $100,000 today. And new sources of energy, like was announced today by people in Japan that have created a brand new alternative to hydrogen vehicles. And more new discoveries to help mankind with today's report of the discovery of the traveling of electrons through predictable quantum spaces that's going to revolutionize the efficiency of electrical production. And soon to be with the new AI, which can be much maligned, but has potential for the greatest of all discoveries, which is predicted to happen by Christmas time by the group of physicists that have been endeavoring to complete Einstein's work and discover the final mathematical formula that God used to create the universe. And they believe with the new iteration of AI, they'll know the answer by Christmas time, having narrowed it down from 4 billion possibilities to 1 million, thinking it would take 7 or 8 more years to get the answer. Now they're confident by Christmas they'll have that formula. And perhaps with these discoveries, we find avenues to feel closer to God, to have even more opportunity to glorify God once we understand even more about his magnificence. And here we are sitting in the midst of it day after day. We see these new reports of these discoveries. And here we are sitting already in the out of the ordinary. And like Joseph, we too shall experience many, many generations to come of incredible wealth and happiness and joy.
Mm-hmm. Bob, that's terrific. I love that. I really like the part where you mentioned the fact that even though Joseph was maligned and treated so poorly by his brothers, but he rose to a space of prominence, and essentially ruled that kingdom. And what I really like was the fact that he was not vindictive. And, you know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We're not to be, to have vengeance. We're not to be vindictive. But we have someone who that can take that and to take that problem and dissolve it for us. But that was really good, Bob. I can't believe everything you said about AI and about electron transfer and about everything else. It's remarkable. Really good. I really appreciate that. I'm glad Bob is on our side, Sue. I'm very glad for that. And if I can transfer myself out of that one horse open sleigh for a few minutes, I think it's time to hear your comments about the teaching tonight, Sue.
I'm going to be challenging myself in this moment because I thought both of you had incredible gifts to bring. And I want to say that I had sent some really beautiful, I do these things, I go look up ambient Christmas cabin, you know, music or just a fire sound to sleep to.
Cozy
to have
Christmas
in the background.
Cabin.
Cozy Christmas cabin, all these things. So do that if you guys want to have a way to kind of create resonance for your nervous system that is very nurturing. So I'd sent some Christmas music to people, and then I was reading the teaching. And this was what was coming in from my spirit as I was reading it. I don't know if you could feel it, but what I was feeling was the, and I would love text, just shoot an email real quick if you have it. What I was feeling was the return to pure consciousness in Christ. And the feeling that, just like you said, Bruce, Joseph was love. Joseph was love. And so the way he acted was the coherency, the purity, the strength of love in that situation. And love always wins. And so I felt like I was reading, I felt like the cosmic mother to everybody that's listening to this session. I felt like I was awakening people to the return of their divine child. And the divine child was the, you know, is the part that Christ said, you have to be like a child. You have to wonder like a child. You have to be open to the incredible gifts of the universe, like it's Christmas. And so I loved what Bob said about all the different, you know, being able to really like walk us through his awareness and connection to all these emerging technologies that I share a fascination in. And so I totally took that in. Now here's the fine line. I think, I'm going to say it just for me. I am in love with what AI and the possibility of all these things, what they can do. But I'm also knowing that we're talking to humanitarians, and I'm also knowing that I'm embracing a new level of maturity in myself, so I'm just going to speak for myself, to stay open, to stay curious, but I'm also going to stay aware. I'm not going to just, I want to be aware of where things are going, and because as we all know, AI gets demonized, it gets elevated, it's quite a thing. And I just want to be aware. I just want to stay aware, and I think that's going to be very important when we're backing with our energy some new technologies. We want to be aware as well. I am 100% behind, obviously, the med beds, obviously generative. That's the first level of AI and what it can do. But I also think if we learn anything from the past, we have to be critical thinkers too. And so It's a very interesting space to be filled with wonder and the possibility. And for my part of this threesome, I'm also going to say walk with wisdom and awareness so you can see and you're surrounded by people that are helping you to see the whole picture, because I think that's going to be really important to have. I think it's going to be really important to have a very wonder, all pioneer stance that sees the whole picture, so we can see that it's regenerative, we can see that it's, we stay in the wonder and the good of what we're creating, and that we learn from people that just went, oh, isn't this convenient, or isn't this accomplishing this, and it isn't going in the direction we want to go. So that's my fine line answer to staying in wonder, but staying awake. Stay in wonder and stay awake. That's all I'm saying.
Stay aware. That's right. Very good, Sue. I like those comments. That's great. I love the comment about reaching a new level of maturity. Is that goes with that. That's part of it. It's great. Thank you for that teaching, by the way, and thank you for bringing it to us again and letting us hear it and comment on it. And it's just so amazing how diverse our commentary is on a teaching like that. You know, really.
Well, that's what's so cool. Yeah. That's what makes it so amazing. It's like a kaleidoscope of integrated perspective. It's integrating.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's collaborative.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. Very, very good. Let's see if we have anything in the way of praise and prayer reports. Praise reports and prayer. We're going to do both Tuesdays and Thursday nights because we don't know when our last call is going to be. And we don't want to leave prayer requests out if people have sent them in. And we don't want to leave praise reports out. So we're doing both. It's like double mint twins. Two mints in one. Prayer and praise. Prayer and praise. Okay, Sue.
It's so funny. Oh, my God.
You remember the double mint twins, Sue? You remember the double mint twins? Yeah, I know Bob does.
I would remember. You were a boy. You liked them because they were blonde. All those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. God. Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
And they had cute little puff hats on, if I remember right. Didn't they have a puff hat on? I don't know.
How old were you when the double mint twins? I guess you don't want to say that. Sorry. It's so funny. I can see you just sitting in front of the television and looking at the double mint twins.
Yes, I know. Those were the days.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
Two mints.
Prayer.
Yeah.
Okay, sip for Sue, and then we...
Okay.
I know my personal peanut gallery is rolling your eyes and laughing right now.
Uh-oh.
Yes, they are. I can see them. I can actually see them. Okay, hold on a second. I have to pull it up on another form. 1 second, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Praise and praise.
Okay.
Prayer, praise.
Here we go.
We got all night. It's a nice hybrid.
Please be sure to tip your waiters and bartenders. Okay.
I'm getting eyes rolling and everything. Okay. Tonight's hybrid is all about God's love. Big call universe, God loves you so much that he died on the cross and rose again. Scripture tells us to die to self. our personal selfish ways. Live for Him in and through every moment. Choose love in everything you do. My praise is for you. My prayer is because of you. I've been protected by God many times in my life. I'm clearly kept alive for a reason. If your testimony is as such, well, mine is. Please choose life in all things. Speak life. Be life to everyone you interact with. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That was
really good. There you go. Good, Pastor Scott. Thank you for that. That was really uplifting and cool, and I love that. You know, I said before you, life and death. Choose life. And that's what you chose, and that's what we're choosing for you and continuing to choose for ourselves.
Next, let's see. Happy Advent, a prayer I found for hope for the first week of Advent. Prayer for lighting the first candle. Hope. Loving God, as we light the first Advent candle of hope, we ask for your presence to fill our hearts and homes. May the hope of Christ's coming bring light to our darkness and renew our spirits. In Jesus' name, we pray. And I hope people were seeing the image of that, like light descending into their home and being filled with and growing every week. The second week of Advent is known as the week of peace. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, which means completeness or well-being. Dear Heavenly Father, this Advent season, we especially are in need of peace. War rages on in our world. It impacts the daily lives of millions in different ways. We pray for those who are experiencing loss during Advent, relational, financial, spiritual, and physical. 16 days until the first day of winter, 12, 21, 24. Then it's all uphill from there, and the dark, getting dark, it's not going to bug Bob as much. Yay! 20 days, I can see him smiling. I can see him smiling right from here. 20 days until Christmas, 12, 25, 24. 20 days until Hanukkah, 12, 25, 24. 27 days, wow, only until New Year's, 1/1/25.
Wow.
International Volunteer Day, Thursday, 12, 5, 24. Spare a moment of your time to help the less fortunate today or any day this month. Light up a life day. Thursday, 12/5/24. Light up a life day is celebrated to help people keep the memory of loved ones alive. St. Nicholas Day, Friday, 12/6/24. Let's learn about St. Nicholas and what this day is truly about. Observe this day by embracing the generous spirit of St. Nicholas. Mitten Tree Day, Friday, 12/6/24. Keep your hands toasty warm this Mitten Tree Day and maybe bless someone else too. National Pearl Harbor Day of Remembrance, Saturday, 12/7/24.
That's right.
It was an unprecedented surprise attack that precipitated the United States' entry into World War II. It's just hard to believe that all this stuff has been going on for so long. Other words were just deleted from my... December 7, 1941, the first attacks on Pearl Harbor started with a wave of planes bombing the harbor for over 2 hours. Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Sunday, 12/8. A very important pillar of Catholic teaching is celebrated on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Learn how to kick off Spain's Christmas season with the Immaculate Conception Day celebrations. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Mm-hmm.
Today we pray to our heavenly and loving Father for the following: for all our leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for their health, joy, happiness, love, and financial stability. We continue to pray for Pastor Scott, and we're deleting a couple of these, Jeannie, and also Mike, for all their health issues. MedFest, Debt Jubilee, RV, we continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this Big Call. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, as a family in Christ. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeannie. Mm-hmm. Really good. A lot of great calendar references there. What was the one for Friday? I know you can't go back. You've left that screen. I know. Hoping we had a memory that I could remember that. But anyway,
I've been doing this with you for 9.5 years.
Yes. Shalom, shalom.
Such a schlep.
Oi. Such a schlepping you've been doing for such a long time. We have been so lucky. Thank you. I was going to say,
the eyes are rolling.
Lucky, but we have been.
Eyes are rolling. Rolling.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was good, Sue. Thank you very much, Jeannie, for that. And Pastor Scott as well. And Mike, continue to heal. Get better. And, gosh, I guess really that's it for tonight, Sue, on Prayer and Praise. Is that it? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, obviously, we all have a prayer request that we share, and we share it every day, and that is praying for everything to come through, praying for the peace of Jerusalem, praying for peace throughout the world, which should be part of Jisara. Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know about 1,000 years of peace yet, but I'm open to it. Let's try to get there if we can. So thank you, Sue, for bringing that out to us tonight. Excellent. And now we turn our attention to you again, Sue, and what you might have in store for us in the way of something that is novel, that is new novel,
Numinosum,
neurogenesis, all of those things.
That's amazing.
And I think I think it'll be amazing. It'll be great. So I can't wait to hear what you would tell us that's been on your mind and that you've been working on in the background.
Thank you. Like, we're all working on something in the background. And I do have a great testimonial to read.
Ooh.
And I do have the announcement of, it's been a while, it's been like 2 or 3, maybe almost 4 weeks since we've done a class. And this is going to be, I don't know if it'll happen, but it's fun to learn and pull it together. This is going to be a very powerful class for this time, meaning right before we go, and what it means to the humanitarians that are sitting on this call and want support. But let me start with this first, and then I'll give you some facts about what we're going to be offering. This is a testimonial from this husband and wife,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about the MedBed program, and I know there are a bunch of you that we haven't gotten to yet, so please bear with us. The 65 feature list. Two, Your MedBed information is very thought-provoking. Thank you so, like double O's, much for doing this so we can be organized, efficient, and more successful in our MedBed appointment. I had no idea how deeply we should consider what we want, which is the whole reason we created this class. Not 10 hours, it's 2 hours. And then
3 hours.
Deep reflection. Yeah. I had no idea how deeply we should consider what we want. I didn't know that so much was even possible.
Yeah.
That's the other reason. Thank you, thank you. I'm really enjoying exploring the 65 unique features. You are wonderful, and we use many of the Boomer products and love all of them. We appreciate Bruce, Bob, and you. And that's from Ms. L. So thank you, Ms. L, for writing that.
Ms. L, thank you.
And so what we like about novelty, which is we're all wired when we get out of survival, your brains are wired to seek out a new pattern, something that's shifting, something that captures your attention. There's a survival adaptation for that, and there's a novelty, one that's like, ooh, what's that bush over there? Oh, could those be berries? Ooh, those berries taste better than grass. Those are the kinds of novelty evolutionary adaptations that are wired in our brain, but they get shut down by certain conditions, which I'm about to go into. So numinosum is your spirit. So when you're looking for something new, you're stepping into the unknown. You're stepping out of habit, and you're stepping into the unknown. That's why Bruce got so celebrated for saying something in a new way tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do celebrate you for that.
He
stepped into a new pattern, but you did it. I mean, it's amazing. And that's what I'm saying. I try to help people nudge them gently, because everybody knows what you know, you know. What you don't know that you don't know, and learning that with wisdom is very important. So your spirit is always trying to guide you, not into seeking more, like you crave more, but it's nudging you to awaken to what could help you thrive. And that's what we've been doing with all the classes we've been teaching. So here's where we're going to go with this. I'm in a project, and one of my people that knows about what I do for that and what I do for the big call sent me a report by MIT Sloan School, which is like their business school. And it's a 2024 report, and it talks about how mental health in managers, that literally something like 70% of the people, and I don't remember, kind of unfortunately lost track with all the email we get, but an inordinate amount of people are going through burnout, really serious burnout. And so I wanted to talk about burnout and how it's going to relate to this class and why it's going to be important. And if I give you just this, I don't like to leave people hanging like, oh, if I don't have that information, what's going to happen? Here's the thing. Burnout, I don't know if a lot of people know this. There's a burnout inventory. Write this down if you're interested. Thinking Bob is getting out a pen. The MASLACH, MASLACH, Burnout Inventory. It's a clinical document to determine if people are suffering from burnout. And burnout is when you either have too much to do, too little time, the tasks are repetitive or mundane, or they're not a match for what you want to do. Those are two versions, like, or the meetings and the quality of the meetings and what's being expected of you is too much. That's burnout. So most people that are reporting in this MIT Sloan School research paper are saying they can't even go away for vacation until they come back, and they're with people that are so unskilled at managing and speaking up and listening to them on what they need to do their job effectively. So we have burnout from people not having the skills to be listened to have the time to be listened to be preventing what needs to happen. That's one level of burnout. The other burnout, and I thought this might be really relevant for people on this call. Burnout can happen when you're not engaged. When you're really, really talented and you're not doing something that ignites your purpose, you haven't figured out, like, what is my sweet spot with my purpose? Like, I think I'm pretty good. I mean, I have places where it gets a little intense because we have to protect people's privacy and we get a lot of requests, and that's pushing my edge a little bit. But in general, I know how to navigate my time so I don't burn out. A lot of people are sitting at home, they're bored, they want this to happen, they're frustrated, they're in a lot, they're burnt out from waiting and depending on the RV. They're not generating anything that brings them joy, that they like to create, they know is creating value. That, when you're not using what God, remember the expression, if you don't bring what's inside of you out, it'll kill you? You need to be using, generating your energy so you feel like it's flooding into the stream of universal good. So burnout can happen in people, I'm going to see if I can find the researcher, people that are not using their gifts. And it turns out that boredom, this is this woman, Dr. Wilmar Schauffele, a leading expert in occupational health psychology. It's not only due to overwork, monotonous tasks, and insufficient engagement. Is anybody, okay, right now I'm going to do a roll call.
Okay.
Anybody feeling like just all you have to do is just acknowledge it with your body, that you're not engaged, you don't feel like you're around cool people doing something cool that you like and you feel good about? If that's you, raise your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where we come with our new course. What we want to do is we want to show you 10 remarkable solutions based on the latest brain science, management strategies, and learning methods. And it's called, just write this down, No More Shadows. Dissolving the 10 hidden barriers for new leaders. And so if you've ever seen yourself and thought, okay, I'm stepping into this role as a person with these funds, and I've got to lead myself, and I've got to lead my family, and maybe you're a little burnt out, maybe you're a little unsure But the struggle is really in your ability to trust how you're going to get these high-performing teams to create your project. And how are you going to move through? If people are burnt out, 70%, according to MIT Sloan School, how are you going to find the people that aren't for your projects?
Mm.
I'm just going to give one quick story. My very first consulting job when I started doing executive coaching was with basically what is now Verizon. It's GTE. And they had 4 takeovers. It's kind of, and I found out later that it was like one of the toughest consulting jobs you could ever have. And their number one thing was everybody was so burnt out from the amount of change. Remember, that was the communication industry. And that was the very first. That's when I was working in a clinic and this woman said, "We need you in this space." And she said, "Write up a proposal." And that's how I started my own gig. And I was there for 4.5 years, which is kind of unheard of. And we just did incredible things. So the point is, even if people are burnt out, if you have the right leaders in place, you can make it so they absolutely take off. But if you don't know how to do that, and if you don't know how to hire people, and if you don't know what needs to be in place, we're going to give you 10 solutions that are proven over and over, not like a typical organizational consultant. These are quick, start from the beginning solutions so that you can energize your team and burnout isn't going to happen. And you're going to have the funds to do it. So here's what you need to do. Think to yourself right now, would I like to learn what I need to be looking for in myself and then with the people that I'm going to have around me so I get clarity, engagement, and I design my projects so there isn't burnout and there isn't this 70% of people that are disengaged? How am I going to do that so I don't get a team together and then it collapses? If you know how to do it, you don't need to take this course. If you'd like to learn what the new conditions are that are different than they've ever been, so I don't care if you've been working for a for-profit and traveling around the world and I'm talking to.
You need I know to be who you're talking to.
You need
Mr.
to be
B.
in this class. You need to be in this class because if you don't have these new conditions in this new world where people are going to be looking for meaning, engagement, and creating something that has lasting meaning, it could get challenging. Trust your gut with this, but if you'd like to join us, this will be happening next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's 3 nights. You're going to get 3 strategies and practices that you'll get instantly. These are not complicated. These are simplified precision interventions that will get you started in the right way. First on Wednesday night. Thursday night, you're going to get how to test to make sure your team is really humming. It's like knowing how to create, if anybody's ever been to a really well-designed dinner party where the conversation is really good, the energy is really good, you create a memorable, clear, high-impact connection with your people. That's what you're going to get on Thursday, and then which builds your team. And then on Friday, you're going to get the keys to look out or have somebody looking out for you. So you're monitoring this stuff. And here's the big thing. This is what I was kind of going with, and I'm about to be complete. We have to get better at monitoring, guys. We can't just go, oh, I'm going to give it to somebody and let it just go. You've got to have a monitor so that you can, of course. That's the most important thing. You want to have your dream and your vision and your excitement, but you also have to just, you have to be scientific about it. You have to monitor it. Not tight, not controlling, but you got to know. You've got to get feedback. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for something that doesn't have a boundary, doesn't have clarity, doesn't maintain structure that can move forward. So, here's what you do. This sounds exciting. If you're ready to be a person that's, like, you're committed to making your projects work, send us an email for No More Shadows. That's the name. Just say, I'm in. It would be for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm about to look it up. Why do I do that? I don't know. It's Wednesday, the 11th, 13th, the 14th. 12th, and the 13th. Nope.
Is it 11th,
Wednesday,
12th,
the 11th.
13th?
Yep,
that's right,
11,
Friday
12,
the 13th is coming up.
Yeah, 11, 12, and 13, 7:25 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up, and you can get the replay if you can't be there. It's going to be that impactful. This is all coming from research and people that have applied these methods. So this isn't, you know, we're not just throwing stuff out there. But we synthesize some things that haven't been created before. And we think that that makes them almost augment when you're applied together. So 12, 11 through 13. Thank you, co-pilot. Right there. So right there. So
I had it
that's,
right, yeah.
That's for 150. For 150. And all you have to do is just say, no more shadows. I'm in. You get on the mailing list, and we will be sending that out on Wednesday. Out on Wednesday, and you'll be joining at between 4 and 6 and coming to the call at 7:25 on Wednesday. And the best part, and I'm about to exit now, the best part is being in a group and learning to see these things. I mean, if you've got a project, and you could have a little project, that's going to turn into a big project. If you learn this now, if you get these insights, then you're going to be able to walk into a room, perceive what needs to happen, so you create a healthy culture. And that's the thing. You need trust. You need a healthy culture. And the thing you need is you need these particular scientific approaches that are also based in Christ's principle, but they're scientific. You're going to be able to know by looking at somebody's behavior how to find those people that are going to be able to think in new ways. This is not the same old environment. Not. So you need to think in new ways. You need to make it so that it's effective, and you need to make it simple. So it's not like you're on a huge learning curve, but you can get the right people to take that over for you. So that's our offering for tonight. And
thank you, Sue.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. No Mo Shadows. That's pretty cool. I was going to go two different directions on that, but I won't. Thank you, Sue. That was great. And we'll see if that actually happens. In one way, I want it to happen. Another way, I don't want it to happen. So I'm conflicted about it. But I know it'll be a great class, so we'll see what happens between now and then. All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And let's move into Bob's arena. Now let's talk a little bit, Bob, about what you have in the way of testimonials, what you have in the way of any additions or changes to the current sale that is on, and anything else that matters.
Yeah, sure, Bruce. We do have, it's interesting, we got like a bunch of testimonials that are all like one or two liners. Mm-hmm. And this is one, you know, Sue was talking about burnout. And we got
right.
this testimonial from a man talking about ashwagandha root, which we have. And it says, it just helps me to relax and get better sleep. And we hear that from dozens of people that ashwagandha does that. And it just kind of calms the sympathetic nervous system and allows you to focus your mind more on the relaxing side of life. And another one came in that says about vitamin C, great complement with my collagen. I use them daily along with the dynamic combo. So this person's really got it going on because vitamin C is very helpful to take with collagen. Collagen is the most prominent protein in the human body. Our body makes 100,000 different proteins, but collagen is the one we make the most of. And when it gets put together from the peptides, so if you look at a bottle of collagen powder, it says collagen peptides, and peptides are the building blocks of the collagen proteins. And the vitamin C is crucial for helping to get those peptides to come together properly so they form the right proteins for us. Now we got another testimonial from a woman just about 24 hours ago about Biostrol that simply says, great product. I'm stronger, I have more stamina. And this is just the most common thing that we hear about Biostrol. Over and over again, right away, people feel stronger. They have more stamina. And I notice it every day, just leaving my condo and walking down the hallway to the elevator, which is about 50 steps, I can just feel the spring in my step as the morning starts and I get ready to head out. And there's no, you know, easing into the day or dragging yourself around. It's like you're up on your toes and walking fast just because it feels good. This is another one that is about the dynamic combo, which is our barley and boomer boost together, by another woman that says, this is a great combo to add to a journey to regain your health. Thank you very much. And this is most of the time when we talk with people, Bruce and Sue, this is what they want. They want to start a journey to regain their health. They've been malnourished their entire life from growing up eating sugary cereal from the center aisle of the grocery store, not really knowing what to eat properly. And then as they age, their absorption and their circulation drops off. By the time they get to be 60, they're in really dire need of needing to regain their health. And it absolutely, positively is not too late. Look at all the testimonials we have from people in their 80s that were homebound and now are up and about and feeling healthy again. And this is what happens, and there's a study that just came out, Bruce, in this regard. And it was written by a dietitian, and it says, focus on nutrient density instead of limiting certain foods. And she goes on to talk about how at the doctor's office, less than 4 out of 10 doctors feel confident giving any kind of nutritional advice. So they refer people to professionals in the field of nutrition, and they might give some advice like, don't eat anything white, or don't shop in the middle of the aisles. And as you read further with this article, basically saying that people, 40% of all the people in the United States are now obese, which means their body mass index is over 30%. And they are getting very questionable advice, including advice in an article like this that says, here's an idea. Instead of eating popcorn, eat peanuts, right? Because the peanuts have more fiber and like this. It's like, well, what about having some sprouted barley seeds from ancient barley, right? What about taking a powder that's engineered for helping people on the heart transplant list that has 66 different nutrients in it, right? What about taking a myotrol pill that was just invented that activates your genes to act like they're 20 years old again, right? It's like, where's that advice, right? Because by the time you get to be 60, if you just switch out popcorn for peanuts, you're going to be even more crumbly when you're 61 than you were when you were 60, right? But if you were to substitute high glycemic index carbs like popcorn with Boomer Boost and barley and myotrol, you'd be a completely and totally different person, physically speaking, the following year, and probably within just a couple of months. And so this is the kind of thing that we see all the time. This is the type of articles that show up in medical journals, right? And they're as close to useless as you can get. And by omitting some of the state-of-the-art, you know, technologies that are now available for true nutrition, they're doing more harm than good. But anyway, I'll get down off my high horse and tell people that what we do, we've just modified our sail to make it even better, Bruce. And so now our barley and Boomer Boost you can get at a 25% discount. And I'll tell you this, Bruce, if anybody ever had an inkling of, for the first time, getting the best nutrition that's available on the planet by getting a dynamic combo of barley and Boomer Boost, this would be the time. Because when you get it as a combo pack, you're already getting a discount of like $30, right? Now we're taking that price and we're putting it 25% off of that.
Wow.
And if you click the subscribe and save button, you'll get another 10% off of that, plus free shipping. Right? And this is the way that you basically get better than buy one, get one free. Because by the time you stack those discounts together with your free shipping, that's what's happening. Yeah. And so you'll never see another day when you'll be able to get this type of a price. And it's here we are, you know, today on the 5th of December, and we don't know how long we're going to run this for. And I'll also tell you this, you know, towards the end of the month, if people are thinking, well, I'll wait till the end of the month. Well, you get towards the end of the month and we're not open as much, right? Because you got New Year's Day, you have Christmas Day, and some of the staff is going for a couple of days to visit their families, and it's a lot easier to call in now to take advantage of this than to try to wait till the end of the month when you might not be able to get through quite as easily.
Right.
And yes, we can call you back, but at the time, what happens, Bruce, is at the end of the month in general is when we get a lot of people calling. And when we do our best sale of the year, you get even more people calling at the end of the month.
Sure you do.
So
don't
overwhelm, you know, Lucy and Jim and Stephanie by waiting till the end of the month. Just give us a call tomorrow or early next week, and we'll easily be able to help you, you know, at that time. And so call in, make sure you tell them, you know, that you're a first-time subscriber. If you're subscribing to those products for the first time, ask them to remember to give you a free shaker bottle, which they will. Get all those discounts stacked together and rock it out. There's a limit of 3 of each thing.
Okay.
And that's it. It's 11 minutes after 10, Bruce.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Let's remind everybody how to get to the website. First, if you go to BigCallUniverse.com, and you'll see our landing page. You'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link into Bob's site. Click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's website. You get in the Boomer site, and then you can scroll down, and you can see everything that's available in terms of products, products on sale. And, Bob, was there any other product that was added to the sale?
Yes, we added the resveratrol.
Okay. All right. So all products are 25% off that are sale listed in the sale. 25% off right now? Fantastic.
Yep. And you can easily see it, Bruce, when you go in and click on the on sale page. Everything is outlined right there.
Got it. Okay. And then if you do call in, use the toll-free number 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday Eastern Standard Time. So this is a great opportunity to stock up a little bit this month. And I know people will do that. Take advantage of the sale. All right. And then take advantage of getting, for the new year, putting some things on the subscribe and save plan, which is like an auto ship type plan. And that will earn you even a greater discount, an additional 10% if it's new that you're putting it on auto ship. And that way you're sure to get it. And I recommend it highly for something like Myotrol, because you don't want to run out. It's like, I don't want to run out of Goodnight formula. I don't want to run out of anything. But I have in the past run out of a barley or an occasional Boomer Boost, and I thought, man, I don't want to do that. I want to make sure it's there every month. And of course, you know, when you get these products, they're all set up pretty much for a one-month supply. Pretty much everything is based on 30 days usage, 1 month. So make sure that you have it and you don't run out. All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. It's really good. Love the testimonials. And just everything is coming together very nicely. Okay. Now, I would like to tell you guys some information that is something that will be new for us that I did not bring out Tuesday night. And so let's see where we are from that Intel point of view. First of all, we have been hearing some things, especially last night. I think I heard 3 different sources last night give us an idea of when they were told this was going to go for us in Tier 4B, the Internet group. Now, something was supposed to be triggered, or something was supposed to happen at 6:30 p.m. Eastern last night. Now, I don't know what it was. I thought, well, maybe it's notifications going out to bondholders. Maybe it's their emails. It might have been. But whatever was supposed to happen last night at 6:30 is supposed to happen tonight. I don't know about 6:30, but it's supposed to happen tonight instead of last night. So I thought, okay, great. Still don't know what it is, but there's a pretty good chance that it's some kind of notifications, and it could be the bondholders getting their notifications, their emails. So that's good. We are moving forward. And then the other thing that was really interesting, I didn't mention this on Tuesday, and remember, guys, Tuesday I was sort of struggling to remember a couple of things. Well, of course I remembered it after the call, and I remembered it the next day, which was Wednesday, yesterday. But what I came up with was there Wells Fargo and HSBC have sent out to certain individuals that have good connections to the that are employees of Wells Fargo in this case, and that have good connections with the Wells Fargo bank branches and redemption centers in their area. And my, even though the information we got was specific to a couple of different areas, I have to believe this was true nationwide, maybe even in Canada as well. I don't know. But with everybody, okay, let's go back. I've got two things in my mind right now. Okay, so here's what happened. There's a flash drive that was sent out for five institutions, three banks and two redemption centers in one case, and those were installed on the laptops. And they're using laptops in the redemption centers and the banks. So what's interesting is, so what? You know, what about it? Well, it's a release activation mechanism that's like a release activation code key. So when those were plugged in, which they were, and they're not to be removed, period, by anyone, they are designed to receive a signal in some form of protocol, let's call it, timeline, activated through the Starlink satellite system. So it'll be wirelessly activated through Starlink to activate with the codes that are installed to begin what it is we're waiting for and to take us through whatever the sequence is. I think that's amazing and really cool that we have that. Nobody has that. We have it. The other thing is, redemption center employees, a lot of the people that are going to be working or are working in redemption centers are also plugged into a bank branch where they work. They're working there, but they're going to be sharing time or already are going into redemption centers for a period of time to just get reestablished, re-upped on everything that is happening and whatever. Okay? What I found out was these employees that are sharing time, let's call it sharing time between the Wells Fargo banks and the redemption centers, they are having to sign brand new NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, brand new NDAs every day that they go into the redemption center with a brand new date and time stamp on them. That's kind of cool. You go, wait a minute, what? They have to sign a new NDA every day? Yep. So that's telling us the NDAs are crucially important to them, to us. And so now we know what that's about. I found that very interesting. Now, we know that the people, for the most part, that we're talking to have essentially gag orders because they're under new NDAs brand new NDAs, and we cannot get information from those people anymore. They can't talk to us. We find out other ways, other things. But what's interesting is that three sources, two last night, two more today, are saying they are under the concept that we will start in Tier 4B, that's the internet group, that we will start this weekend. Okay, today is Thursday. Let's see, we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, I don't know if we'll get started with numbers tomorrow night, Saturday, or Sunday, but we're supposed to get started this weekend. Sometimes we got it very succinctly put to us, click, hang up. I mean, it's just like nothing else to talk about, nothing else, nothing further, no further questions, boom, this is it, click. So I'll just give you that like I received it, okay. We'll take this weekend, we sure will, no problem. So that's exciting, I think. Let's see, what else did I want to bring out to you guys tonight? Oh, yes, Wednesday, yesterday. We did hear that we did receive all new rates for these currencies on the screens. There should be 18, possibly 19 currencies that are moving up in value. Some are tremendously increased, and you know what those are. The others might increase a little bit. Some currencies will go down, but not the ones that we've talked about. So that's pretty cool. We really have the opportunity to take advantage of this and go forward in a very, very big way for humanity. With the projects that we have, with Rebuild America, with the Veterans Retreat Network, with Rebuild International, with the Pastoral Retreat Network, those are the four main projects from me on the big call. And I'm going to need some help on some of them, especially Rebuild America. And we were talking today about concepts for regional get-togethers, meetings, convention. I don't want to use the term convention, but, yeah, get-togethers regionally, especially for Rebuild America. And we'll probably tie in some other things with that. But we're looking at the logistics of it, how we're going to pull that off, from a security point of view, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope you guys haven't forgotten that we plan to do that. Obviously, these areas that were hit hard by these last two hurricanes, you know, in Florida and in the Carolinas and Tennessee and, parts of Georgia, parts of South Carolina, a little bit of Virginia, they all still need some help, some rebuilding help. So we're going to be doing some things for Rebuild America there. And, oh, I know what the other thing was. Okay, so that is something I really want to have some participation in. And we'll create a way for you to say, yes, I'd like to be part of Rebuild America. This is how we're going to ask you to do it, blah, blah, blah. And we'll fill out at least a 10-question questionnaire, and it'll give us an idea of where you are, what towns or cities you're interested in, how you might help, what are your special talents and abilities, blah, blah, blah. We'll have a number of simple, easy questions, most of which will be either multiple choice or something where you can simply enter a few words. And we'll compile that information and have our teams built around those. Okay? So that's going to be collaborative and really very fun, I think. Really. I think it'll be terrific. And the other thing I wanted to say, you guys remember This goes back many, many years, even before the big call. I remember this, you know, 15, 16 years ago, maybe longer, that there was a concept that the president needed to be out of the country for this to happen. And you guys are starting to remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I've heard of it too. Now, to be completely candid, I don't know exactly why that was the case. I don't exactly know why. I still don't know. But President Trump is leaving tomorrow morning for France, and the outward appearance is that he's going to be there for, I think, the celebration of the renewal of Notre Dame Cathedral. Okay? I think he'll also have plans to meet with some people over there in France, and I think I know who that would be. And no, not Macron. Je vous en prie, no. But Marie Le Pen, oui, c'est possible ça, oui. And I think he'll make a nice trip out of it. Probably not too long a trip, but I believe that will take care of that component of the president being out of the country. For everything to go, for everything to come together. Now, I feel like with the non-disclosure agreements that have just been signed since Monday, really, today's what, Thursday, since Monday and more Tuesday and some yesterday, and then the ones that the Redemption Center staff are coming in and signing daily when they go in, that plus what happened with those flash drives that were sent out to be utilized and not to be removed, there's a lot of stuff happening that's ready to go for us. I think new rates coming up on the screens yesterday, good sign. You know, I think we are probably poised, like these sources have told us, to start this weekend. So I'm going to say I'm going to go with that. That's what we're hearing. Let's hope and believe that that is the case. And when I say hope, I mean positive expectation. We have a positive expectation for that to occur. Okay? So let's do this. Sue has a new class in the wings, ready to crank out, ready to start next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of December. Now, obviously, if, or maybe not so obviously, if we get the numbers before then and are off and running with our appointments and exchanges and subsequent med bed appointments after that, you know, then we probably won't have the class. However, it's a good thing Sue has that in the wings, ready to go, because if something does not happen in the way of us getting our toll-free numbers and setting our appointments and beginning exchanges, then we have that class which is to follow, the 11th, 12th, 13th. Now, all you need to do is send Sue an email now and let her know that you're in. I'm in for the new class, and the new class is called No More Shadows. Put that in the subject line, No More Shadows. And then put your name and your phone number in the body of the email, and then indicate that you can use PayPal or use a PayPal invoice sent to you. That's what I wanted to talk about tonight, and that's really everything I had to say. So I'm going to pray the call out now, and then we'll go off and have hopefully a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Lord God, thank you for everything that you've brought to us tonight, everything that we've learned that we can apply in our lives. Thank you for everything coming together in this final phase. as we await this blessing to come to us, to be revealed, to be received by us. Thank you for everything that you've done for us and are continuing to do to provide for us and heal us. Thank you for everything at this special time of Christmas season. Thank you for special sales on Boomer products. Thank you for opportunities that Sue has made available to us as well. Because it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Let's see what happens. Keep an eye on your emails. And we'll see if this manifests for us over the weekend. All right. Thanks, everybody, so much. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, GCK. Jeannie, thank you. Pastor Scott as well. Continued healing. And thank you, satellite team, for getting the signal out all over the world for us. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in for 13 years of the Big Call. We appreciate you, love you, and look forward to working with you in the future. In Jesus' name, everybody have a great weekend. Let's see what happens over the weekend. Bye, everybody. God bless you.